Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 11th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. The Register reports that Bernstein analysts estimate that Google's current payment to Apple for search placement makes up 14 to 16% of Apple's profits. Now, the reason that's important is there's a concern among Apple followers that Google might lose its current antitrust case and then be prevented from paying Apple that money. However, Bernstein believes that if that were to happen, Apple could collect payments from multiple search providers to make up some of the loss. In other words, Apple's going to be fine. Samsung announced its Q3 profit fell 78%. Now, as bad as that sounds, it was expected to be worse, and a lot of folks feel it indicates the chip market may have bottomed out. Samsung is the world's largest memory chip maker. Prices for higher-end DRAM chips have begun rising at the end of last quarter, and NAND flash chips appear to be recovering this quarter. Samsung will release its detailed earnings on October 31st. Sony announced a new PlayStation 5 will begin shipping in November. This would be the one that you would expect to be called the Slim. It has a detachable disk drive, up to a terabyte now. I mean, it raised it up to a terabyte of internal storage, and it weighs 24% less than the existing model, taking up 30% less space. It also has two USB-C ports on the front, instead of the USB-A and USB-C on the original. You can get it in the US starting in November for $500 with the disk drive, and save $50 if you don't want the disk drive, and spend $450. If you change your mind later, you can buy the disk drive separately for $80. It'll roll out worldwide over the following months. At the Adobe MAX conference, the company showed off several new AI-driven features coming to its products thanks to new text-to-image models. Firefly 2, the Firefly Design Model, and the Firefly Vector Model. That last one is Adobe's first text-to-vector image generator. The design model is a text-to-template generator. And among new features are something called Generative Match, which can generate images in the style of an existing image. Firefly 2 is available to test in Adobe's web-based beta. Firefly Vector Model is available in Adobe Illustrator. And Firefly Design Model is a beta feature in Adobe Express. Adobe also showed off some features still in development, like Project Fast Fill, which lets video editors remove objects or fill in backgrounds with text prompts, and Project ResUp that can upscale the resolution of GIFs and videos. Finally, Adobe introduced a new icon, which it made in conjunction with other companies, including Microsoft, with the letters CR to indicate an image was made with an AI tool. Speaking of Microsoft, Microsoft announced that when Microsoft 365 Copilot Assistant launches for businesses on November 1st, it'll be available in OneNote. It is also going to be available in Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Utah's Division of Consumer Protection filed a lawsuit against TikTok, alleging the app harms children because of its addictive nature, the continuous scroll. And the suit also says that the app falsely claims the company is based in the U.S., not controlled by its parent company, ByteDance, which the suit says is controlled from China. ByteDance has headquarters in the Cayman Islands and Beijing, China. TikTok is a subsidiary of ByteDance with headquarters in Singapore and Los Angeles. The Utah suit joins suits against TikTok from the state of Indiana and the school district in Maryland, as well as a state law banning the app in Montana. Dropbox announced a new web interface and an open beta for its Dash search, powered by a large language model. The new interface includes redesigned navigation and file previews. That's going to roll out slowly over the next few months. And in addition to the open beta for Dash search, Dropbox AI can now answer questions about anything in a user's account. Finally, Dropbox Studio combines video editing, commenting, and publishing tools into a centralized location. Box announced its new pricing system for the use of its AI tools powered by OpenAI. Each user of Box will get 20 credits a month to use for AI-related events like asking a question or generating content. Beyond those 20 credits, users can then borrow from their company's account. Companies will have a pool of 2,000 credits and can buy additional blocks of credits. Finally, the EU's Commissioner for the Internal Market, Thierry Breton, sent a letter to X, saying that the office had indications that misinformation was spreading on the microblog, possibly in violation of EU rules. X has 24 hours to respond. An investigation has not yet been launched. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.